Matty, well, you didn't play today. It's great to come home and be part of the ambience of being part of the Central Coast.
Yeah, great turnout here. Obviously, a good crowd, and I think they got behind the game. I think they just enjoy watching rugby up here, so it's always good, and hopefully we can make a tradition of it and bring more games up here.
Completely confused me, and I thought I was watching a Avoca Beach Sharks home game with all the jumpers in the crowd.
Yeah, they rang me up a couple of weeks ago and said they're coming out here, and gave them the challenge to be the highest representative club out here, and I think they did that well. And I think it's always good seeing young blokes come out and enjoy rugby at the highest level.
The standards have slipped at the Sharks, unfortunately, man, because of course Woi Lions and Arimba have been winning comps. What's going on there?
Oh, it'd be a bit of a turn of events when I come back and play.
Fair enough, man. Of course, we're looking forward to a fantastic season. Missing out on the World Cup last year would have been devastating, but you got that chance in 2011. But it's really now just about getting the force into the top eight and then working your way through under this largely cumbersome and travel-filled sort of mystery tour, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's an exciting time. Obviously, the introduction of Argentina and Japan into the comp. I think we're still trying to work out how the conference system and all that works, but we're looking forward to it. And I think tonight's a good start and moving forward. So we're playing some good football. Obviously, some areas we'll look at and improve on. But we're really enjoying the new style and the new way we're going to play. So hopefully we can come out and give some good performances like tonight.
Well, great news is you've got Peter Grant, who should have been at the Force 3 or 4 years ago, but he's there now. But you've also got John O'Lance, who was the player of the year last year in the Bill Corp Cup.
Yeah, I think it's great to have that headache. I'm glad I'm not a coach trying to pick out of them tonight. I think they both stood up and played different styles of football, but they both control the game as number 10s, and it's exciting to be behind that and see how they run the game. And we're looking forward to see whatever combination we put out, but it's good to have that selection headache.
Of course, you must be really happy that Dave Pocock has bounced back after those two knee injuries. You know what it's like to have a couple of knee ops there, hilarious fun, but you taught him everything he knows, so he's the most dominant breakaway in the world.
No, I don't think I taught him everything he knows. I think we spent a lot of good time together, and we play very similar styles of games and stuff like that, so I think he's going really well to recover from all the injuries he's had, and definitely the way he transformed the Australian side during the World Cup was great, and hopefully he can stay on the paddock and keep those performances up.
Being an indigenous man, you know, it's really important the brothers and sisters get out there and have a go at rugby, but also get fit as well. Great opportunities through seven-a-side rugby as well, and that's the big message, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think rugby's a great sport. You see different body shapes and different people all having a go, and it gives everyone a chance to play from juniors right up to senior football, and in the end you play football because you enjoy it, and that's what we're still doing now.
The eternal thing we have every year is that, oh, why hasn't rugby got an Indigenous going, etc., etc. It's just one of those things with the boys at the Lloydies and that. In the fullness of time, we get that opportunity. Big Daz did a great job last year with that under-20s team going to America and playing against an Indigenous Indian team as well, which is just fantastic, not only for Indigenous rugby, but for rugby overall.
Yeah, I think the more people that play the sport is great. I think different cultures, I think you see in New Zealand now with the All Blacks and then also the Maoris. I think if we can get to that sort of level and give that opportunity to a lot of boys, it would be great. But obviously the work that Lloydies are doing, it's definitely growing, and I think probably sevens is the right pathway for it in Australia at the moment. And I think the more boys we get in those sort of teams, it's more suited to their style and stuff. And I think we need to start development from a lot younger. And I think the likes of Tom and that are doing that now, and you're seeing with the numbers that are playing Super Rugby and even just club rugby in general, it's great.
Well, we want to thank you for your time, Matt. We wish you all the best moving forward.